Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to Psychic Reading Sunday with your host, Linus. How is everybody doing? I hope that over the weekend was good for you. I mean, we're still on the weekend of Sunday, but I hope you had a good weekend. And I have some announcements. Now, first, I'm getting carried away ahead of myself. Welcome to Psychic Readings on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. If you don't want to come online and you'd rather just put a question in the chat room, your moderator is Miss Nina, and she will be more than glad to let me know what your question is. So thank you for that. Today it's just me, no Brenda. Brenda's getting a rest, and so, hey, you got the best. What can I say? We're all good. Now, I'll go through the announcement. The 25th, which was last Friday, is the new moon. So, my God, things are starting to turn around, and I'm so glad because we're in Mercury retrograde on Tuesday, July 1st. Thank God. I don't know how everybody else has been the last 3 weeks, but I tell you, it's been a whopper. I think for most of us, maybe for some, it was really a good time, but when we're in Mercury retrograde, it turns around and goes backwards, and it affects the other planets in the system. So how it affects you, it depends on your astrology sign. But anyway, like I said, good news, Tuesday the 1st, we're done. We can start. Everything will be going back to normal this week coming up. So isn't that wonderful? So July 4th, hopefully everybody will have a wonderful, wonderful July 4th. Okay, now before I start calls, you know, we always start psychic readings with a prayer, and then we'll begin the calls. Dear love, enlighten what's dark in us. Strengthen what's weak in us. Mend what's broken in us, bind what's bruised in us, heal what's sick in us, and lastly, revive whatever peace and love that has died in us. Love, so be it. Thank you, because I am that I am. Now, I also want to make an announcement on the calls. The ninth caller, I told you this has been going on all month of June, will receive a free one-hour reading from me, which normally costs, if you go to my website, is $60. So whoever the ninth caller is, woohoo! You get a free reading from Linus today. Well, not today, but I mean, you know, later on for 1 hour, we'll schedule it. So with that, let's begin. And our first caller is area code 201. Welcome to Psychic Readings. This is your host, Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Rose.
Hi, Rose. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're most welcome.
What can I help you with? General reading, whatever you can pick up.
Okay. I feel like you're a little down. Maybe a little depressed or down about something. Let's see. Yes, people do love you, Rose. Do you feel like you're not feeling the love from people towards you? Because it's like you're, I feel like you're thinking about, you know, why don't people do more for you? You've given out and given out. Why isn't it coming back being reciprocal? And maybe that has you feeling a little down. You love people. You're sensitive. Let's see what the future holds for you. Well, one thing, I want you to start standing up for yourself. You know, you're a good person. I can feel your spirit. Stand up for what you believe to be right. And if somebody comes at you wrong, just tell them, you know, that's unacceptable and you hurt my feelings. You know, I don't know whether you were playing or being serious, but that wasn't very kind of you. So just let people know it's okay. You're a person that's loved a great deal. I can feel that, and I also see it. So speak up. It's okay. You know, sometimes it's not hurting other people's feelings. It's just voicing the way that you feel. There's a celebration coming up. I don't think it's a July 4th. It's more like a family dinner that's coming up where you'll be together with friends and family. Seems to be a good thing, like it's just evolving, coming about. So that's what I'm picking up right now. Was there anything in Pacific, Rose?
What do you see with regards to my studies?
Okay. Well, first you got to tell me, what are you studying? Then I can go there.
Well, right now I'm just taking liberal arts, and I don't know what to do. Should I continue or I don't know. After I get my degree, I don't know if I should continue. I'm not going to give up, but...
No. I see you doing good in liberal arts, but you know what? I see art around you, like an art gallery. That's what I see, like an art gallery around you. Are you thinking about eventually maybe working for an art gallery, selling art, or being a couture?
No. I don't feel
Well, Well, I see it around you in art, but, yeah, your schooling is going to do well. You'll be fine.
Okay.
You're an intelligent woman. What are you worried about, girl? You're good.
No, I don't know. Once I get my associates, I don't know if I should continue and go on for a bachelor's. This is all on my mind right now because I'm getting very close to graduating, and I don't know.
Well, I'm going to put it to you like this. You do what you think feels best for you. I see no problem in your schooling. I also see you in the arts as far as job. I know what liberal arts is, but I see you in a job that there's art. It's a gallery, and I see you there working, but it's like an option of capacity that you're working there. So if you want to continue your school, you can, and you can also work while you're going to school if it's nothing but part-time in the evening. So my suggestion to you, I don't know if you're into art or you like art, but do look up galleries. It might be something new for you, and you don't know. You might be very successful at it. But I see that around you, a lot of artwork. So think about it. You know,
I will.
And your schooling is fine. And like I said, do speak up for yourself, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're a good lady. Don't let people just, you know, run roughshod over you. You have feelings, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you, Rose, for calling. Have a wonderful week and a happy 4th of July to you.
And the same to you.
All right.
Lennis, we have a question for you from the chat room. Jada wants to know if you see any future children for her.
Three. Yes, three. And they'll all be born in the autumn of the year. So that tells her most fertile time will be June, July, and August is her fertile period. So,
okay, and she wants to know what sex.
Two boys and a girl.
There you go, Jada.
Two boys and a girl.
And she says, thank you.
And you're
going to
have them kind of fast. So let me tell her, within 5 years, when she starts having these three children, it'll be a five-year span. So it might be one back-to-back, and then there's a break, and then she'll have the third one. But it will encompass a five-year span. So, yep.
All right.
Congratulations,
Jada. Caller two.
Jada.
And she is caller two. Next,
I'm
next
sorry?
Next one will be caller three. The next one will be caller three.
Okay, here we go. Area code 661, you're on the line with Lennis. Welcome
Hi,
to Psychic Readings. Who's this?
My name's Brandy. Thanks for taking my call.
You're most welcome, Brandy. What can I do for you today, young lady?
Yeah, I was curious what you saw coming from with my career.
Okay. Boy, you're out there. You can go a long ways. Whoa. I'm looking at you. I'm matching my spirit to yours, and I'm way out in the universe. Wherever your career is going, it's like, whoa, the sky is the limit. Tell me, what are you interested in? And I can go further.
Well, I actually have an interview tomorrow. It's with an insurance company. It's not really what I'm interested in per se right now, but it's something I can do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, no, you're past all that. I mean, work. I'm not telling you don't take the job, but I mean,
right.
Your mind and your skill, oh, my God, Brandy, you're so past that. I'm telling you, I'm looking out at the universe, looking at the planets. So you're asking me about a career. It's just like the universe is opening up. You call the shots, you got it. I don't see that very often. So it's like it's just opening up. I mean, no. Insurance, yeah, you're right. It's good for the moment, you know, pays the bills. God bless you for that. But there's something greater for you. It's like you're, wow.
Do you have any idea what that might be?
Yeah, I'm thinking. so, wow. Okay, now it's coming. Have you thought about giving speeches? I see you now. You're helping women. You're empowering women. I see you around a lot of women, and you're standing there at a podium, and you're bringing this information, like I said, to empower women. It starts small. It looks like you started a community center, and from that it just builds up, but people are paying you to come and talk. That's what it is. There's something, what is it that you're giving? Because, man, they want you. Something about conforming to society, understanding how society works for the woman
to
better herself.
Yeah, because I'm definitely
herself.
A nonconformer. I always have been.
Okay. Well, you're gonna be teaching that. You know what? Do this for me as well as for yourself. So check with the community centers on programs for women. You have something to share that's powerful. So check on programs for women. I'd say at the community center or if you go to church, maybe women in church program or something. But something that has to do where women are involved in empowerment. What you're going to bring, you go maybe do the first. This is how I see you. You go in as a small group of women, like 10 or 12. You do a speech, and the speech is so empowering that these women are coming up to you and saying, listen, do you think you could come over to my church, or do you think you could come to the YWCA, you know, and give a little bit more talk about that? And you're in awe because you're like, well, you know, to you, you're just helping. You're coming in to help, but actually it's your – what I want to say, bouncing board to other things much greater. I mean, you're going to help women. That's what your thing here on this earth is, to empower other women and teach them where maybe they don't want to be teacher, not don't want to be teach, but don't understand certain things. You will bring that understanding. So you're gifted. Just keep going. Go, like I said, do that. Go to the community center because you'll see it and you'll feel it. It's like, oh, so that's my calling. Okay. And you'll go into it so smoothly and beautifully that it's like, whoa, I didn't even know I had that in me. And sometimes we don't know the abilities that we have in us until we try, until we get out there and,
right.
and see for ourselves. So, yeah, you'll do good at the insurance company.
Yeah, I've been told before that I'm a healer, so I'm trying to figure out in what way that works and what way I am.
Okay, well, it's through communication. That's your healing power.
Right.
How you communicate to women and help them is your healing. I know some people think healing is laying hands on. No, healing can be through communication. Healing can be through helping somebody. Healing can be through just having someone understand certain things, you know, that they may be obtuse to about it. So, yeah, but you are gifted. You are gifted, young lady. That's your path. Is through communication, bringing that knowledge forward. And through this, you'll be reading other books. You'll be picking up books to read to even further you. So, yeah, thank you. Thank you for sharing yourself with me. I appreciate that. You're a gifted woman.
Oh, thank you.
Yes,
I appreciate it.
Women,
thank you very much.
Yes, us women just got to keep going and, you know, come together and do the best that we can. So thank you from one human being to another for helping us women out. And let me know from time to time how you're doing, because I'm telling you, the universe is so open to you right now. It's just like, you call it, you got it. Okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. And you have a good day and a wonderful July 4th. And thank you for calling.
You too.
Okay. Okay. Area code 951. You're on the line with Linus with Psychic Readings. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Natasha.
Hi, Natasha. How are you today?
I'm good, Linus. Linus, I wanted to see if you can tell me when you see me meeting someone for a long-term relationship and anything you may pick up about the gentleman.
Okay. For a non-committal relationship? Is that
no,
what you said?
No. The opposite. Committed. Long-term. I'm done with the non-committed ones, okay? Let's get that clear. I don't want to get no stuff.
Thank you for the laugh. Okay. Okay. Natasha. Well, yes, Spirit says there's a man coming up in August, right at the beginning of August, matter of fact. Whoa, and it's like, bam. It's almost like you're in a store and you bump into somebody, or you go, I see you walking into a store and you go to turn around like to hold the door or something, and accidentally this man bumps into you and you're like, oh, excuse me. And he goes, oh, that's okay.
Oh,
it's
wow.
It's silly.
Okay.
I know it's sounding silly, but it's a fluke. But it's at the very beginning of August, and it's just you're walking into a store. And it's just a fluke, but you know what? The smile that he gives you, you're going to be like, oh, that's okay. How's your day going? You know, just sort of a quick general conversation, and that's how it's going to begin. Mm-hmm. And that's how it's going to begin. Let me tell you a little bit about this man. He's a businessman. He has salt and pepper hair. And he reminds you, I'll tell you, I can see him right now. He reminds you of, I'm trying to think of the guy. He was on Law and Order, and he was from Chicago. He had the salt and pepper hair. I can't think of his name. I thought he was so good looking. Doggone it. Mm-hmm. If anybody knows, he was on Law. I almost called his name. Not Franco. But anyway, if it comes to me while we're talking, I'll think about it. But anyway, he looks like him. Very attractive, medium built, has a suit, businessman, thick head of salt and pepper hair. And he's looking to settle down. But he's looking for the woman that's really going to match him. And you're that woman. So that's what I'm saying. Now, before August, for this month, just get out, enjoy the picnics, the environment. You're going to meet different people as well as some men. But it won't be the one. The one that's coming that's going to be committed, and you two are going to be together like a LTR, long-term relationship. It'll be that guy in August. Wait a minute. I'm getting a name. Marvin.
Okay.
Or Michael, write this down because I'll forget. Marvin, Michael, Mike, or Matt.
Okay.
So you know it begins with an M. That's what I'm picking up right now. Okay.
Right.
So that also lets you know, too, when he introduces himself to you. So, yep.
Right.
Look,
now,
look.
Can you pick up anything about his personality? Do you know, like, what type of person this gentleman is? I know you said he's a businessman, but.
Okay, let's see. Farino. That's the actor's name, Farino. Okay, if you ever watched Law and Order, that was his name, Farino. Very good looking guy. Yeah.
Oh, Farino. Okay.
Yeah. I'm just saying that the actor who he looks like, I'm seeing this guy's face. Okay, his personality is. He's giving, generous. He doesn't take any mess. He's not outspoken, but he speaks up. I see it now. He speaks up for himself. So easygoing guy. Like I said, he's generous. And he will welcome you into his home. This man also has a home and looks like two cars. So he will welcome you into his house. And it looks like he's got a nice home. But, yeah, nice dude. Nice dude.
Okay.
I'm not really picking up negativity off of him. If it is, it's very mild. Very mild. Yeah.
Okay, so nothing to be concerned about. Okay.
Oh, no, I don't see anything like violence or ugliness or argument. No. I'm feeling good off this man. He's very positive. Like I said, whatever the downside, it's so minimum, it's not even for me to talk about.
Okay.
So,
sounds
yeah,
good.
So look for him the 1st of August. You know he starts with the M. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I can't remember all the M's I said, but anyway. So look for it.
Yeah,
remember, you're going to be in a store, somewhere walking in or out of a store, okay?
Okay.
All right,
Natasha. I got that.
Thank you. You're welcome. Wish you the very best, and have a happy 4th of July.
Oh, same to you. Thanks.
All right. Okay, area code 901, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, beautiful lady. This is Annabelle. How you doing?
Hi. Annabelle, my God in heaven. How are you? We haven't – boy, Brenda's going to be sad. She missed you today. How are you doing?
I am doing good. It's such a pleasure to speak with you today.
Oh, yeah. And how's your health? How's your health doing? Okay, you know, we were praying for you, so, wonderful.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
Right.
I got some financial wishes out there. What do you see Spirit doing for me in that area?
Okay, finances, sure, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a check coming to you by the 5th of July, and it's money owed. And it has something to do with the government. So it's like a back payment that you'll receive by the 5th. That's Saturday. So I don't know, the government, you know, they send out on Saturdays or Monday. I'll say Friday, Saturday, or Monday. But I see you getting this check on the 5th of July, and it's a back payment. So something that has to do with the government, but finally you're going to receive that check. And then the middle of July on a Wednesday, you're getting another check. Spirit showed me $500. So I don't know.
Okay.
That's what I'm seeing. The middle Wednesday of July, and the check is $500.
Okay.
So that's something that's owed to you. It almost looks like this check, you overpaid something or you forgot about something. I don't know, but this is owed to you, but it's like it's been sitting. This $500 has been sitting and finally is brought forward. So I see it on a Wednesday. That's when you're going to get it in mail. In the middle of July, it'll be a Wednesday. Let's see what else. Do not be loaning out money. I'm starting to get a headache on the left-hand side of my head. Don't be loaning out no money. You just I'm not telling you to be selfish because selfish is not the correct word. I'll just say take care of Annabelle first. What Annabelle has left to share, God bless you, do that. But self-preservation is number one. So take care of Annabelle first. Make sure all your needs are met. And then, but I don't want you to put yourself in a bind. You're a loving person and you're very generous. And, you know, if you can help somebody out, God bless you, I know you would. But God also wants us to help ourselves first. So as you're being blessed with this money, just for you, just for you. And then if you got $100 left over to blow or whatever, you know what I mean? Then you decide, okay, I can give you $20 or $50, you know, but.
Okay. All right, everybody. I was good talking with you, and I will be talking with you soon.
Oh, yes, please do. Yeah, let me know. This is, you know what, July is a good month for you for finances. So whatever has been held back in your life for finances, July is your month of money, 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 money. Okay?
Yeah, sounds good.
All right. I don't tell Brenda you call today, too.
Please.
Okay. Thanks for calling, Annabelle, and have a happy July 4th.
And you as well, Dennis. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. Area code 256, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
This is Kimberly. How are you?
Hi, Kimberly. I'm just doing great. How are you doing, young lady?
I'm good. Good.
All right. What can I do for you? I can feel your bubbling personality. What can I do for you today?
Thank you. I just want to give you a little background first before I ask my question. I've applied to physician assistant school, so I'm waiting on that deal. I've applied to 4 schools, and I've been teaching public school biology for about 10 years. But right now, I am looking for another type of job because I don't want to teach anymore, and I'm also looking for a place to stay, and I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. So whatever you get about that.
Okay, but the PA is there. You're going for a physician assistant?
Yes, ma'am.
You're going to get the job. That's where you were supposed to be to begin with 10 years ago. You know you're gifted with medicine, right?
Yes.
Huh? Okay, you
yes,
are.
Ma'am.
You're a gifted person about medicine, so you just had to go through them 10 years of biology. But PA, yeah, you'll pass it with flying colors. In fact, you will be so good. I'm going to tell you what I see right now, that a doctor will have you as right next to him as his PA. You're going to be that good. And he's going to be a well-known doctor. This is how you built yourself up in the next few years. This is a well-known doctor. You're so good at this that he said you're his right-hand person. So when he's not at the hospital or in the clinic, they better come to you because they got to come to you to get to him. That's how good you become, okay? So it's definitely coming. And you will get paid well. In fact, I see you working at one of the bigger hospitals there in Atlanta. You're going to get paid well, but this is your calling. This is your calling, and you are gifted and good. Okay, now, you want to know about moving?
Yeah, I'm staying with someone temporarily. Now I'm looking for my own place. I saved enough money to look for my own place. And
okay.
I kind of want to move by the end of the month.
Okay. Let me see what Spirit says. Where are you moving to? I see you as a city dweller, not like in the suburbs, but living in the city, excuse me. It's like you function better around a lot of activity. That's good for you. It doesn't bother you. That's what I'm picking up, like not necessarily a downtown apartment, but you're not outskirts of the city. You're not living in the outskirts. You're within the city. You know, the happenings and stuff. So maybe you're going to get a condo. I see a condo more than an apartment that you'll be getting a condo. But you're not far from the downtown quarter. You're very close. And that's okay. You like that. You like to be active and on, not so much on the go, but in the know. I'll put it like that, in the know. So is that what you're feeling too?
Yeah, I wanted to be, yeah, more on the, like right outside the city. Not
well,
in
that's
the city,
what I'm
saying. Yeah.
Okay, well, you could be in the outskirts, but I see you more right inside, you know. But either way, it can work, but, yeah, you'll do good. I see you getting a townhome. There you go.
That's exactly what I'm looking for.
Well, and that's what you're going to get, honey. You're going to get it. So, yeah, where you're going to move to is going to be good, like I said, because you want to be with the activity. Plus, to be honest with you, you don't want to be too far from the hospital where you're going to be working at. So, actually, it's going to work the best. Where you find this place is going to work that it'll be convenient. In other words, you could either take the bus to work, maybe even walk on a good day, but you won't have to drive your car and worry about parking and paying for parking. So it's conducive for you all the way around, how you're going. It's just full circle for the good.
Okay.
Yeah. Anything else, Kimberly?
No, do you see me staying at this teaching job or finding something else?
Let's see. My God, the job you're at gives you a headache, huh? Ooh. I got to back off. I'm feeling your spirit. My head is hurting. Okay, a new job. Spirit said you better start applying now.
Oh, that's what I've been doing.
Yep, start applying now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There is, it's almost like a lateral move. The next job you get, it won't be that much money more, maybe $2 more. It's more like a lateral move, but it gives you a peace of mind. Okay. It gives you a peace of mind, so you might make a couple of dollars more. You're not going to make real money until you become a PA.
I get that. And then, I understand.
Yeah. But you will be, you'll be moving. But like I say, I see it as a lateral move. So that's okay, you know, because you know it's temporary. The best is yet to come, and that's your PA. So you're just doing this to get you from point A to point B, right?
You are right.
Okay, okay. How's the weather down there in Atlanta, by the way?
Oh, it's about 90 now. 90 degrees,
yep.
Little wind's blowing, though, so it's not humid.
Oh, okay. I love Atlanta. I have nieces down there, cousins down there. I love it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love the food. Let me tell you, just be honest. I love the food down there.
Yeah.
But anyway, let me not get going on a tangent. Thank you so much, Kimberly, for calling, and have a happy 4th of July, young lady.
You have a happy 4th of July, too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Area code 310, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Yes, hello. My name is Susan.
Hi, Susan. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you. I'm trying to get you off speakerphone.
Oh, that's okay. If whatever works for you, I'm okay with it.
Okay, I'm good now.
Okay. What can I do for you? Oh, man.
Yes, I'm just curious if you see a move coming up for me.
Okay. Okay, let me tell you, I saw two things, a move by water, and then I also see a move by a circus, or seeing a big, what is that ride? It's in a circle, and it's real big. So
like
I'm seeing two things. Ferris wheel. Okay, I'm seeing the water going, and then on the other side, I see a Ferris wheel. So does that mean you're moving by...
I don't know. It sounds like I'm moving by Santa Monica.
Okay. If that's what it is, that's what I see, the area. Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm seeing water in the Ferris wheel. So if it's Santa Monica, yes, you are moving to that area.
Okay.
It's pleasant. It's a pleasant area. That's what I pick up. It's a little busy, but it's pleasant. And I see your money going a little bit further. You get a surprise about this move. Unexpected surprise that your money goes a little bit further where you thought, I don't think so. That's going to be out of my bracket. But actually, there's a surprise there that you'll be okay. The move will be okay. You'll do fine. Yeah.
So
don't spread it around, though,
because
some of your friends might get jealous of what occurs for you. So,
do you think that's connected with getting a different job? Because Santa Monica is actually really far from where I am working.
Oh, well, what's close around you? Well, there's water, or
I'm close to water already. I live in Southern California near the beach.
Okay, well then you must not be moving too much further from where you're at now then.
Well, it's about an hour and a half to get to Santa Monica because of the traffic.
Okay.
Yeah, and I wouldn't want to do that.
And that would be an hour and a half from the job. Where you're at right now?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. Well, that's what I was picking up. But you say you live near water now, so I'm just thinking, maybe your move is not too far from where you're located right now.
Okay.
Are you getting another job in that area? I understand the time frame. You said an hour and a half. Let me ask Spirit if you're getting a job in that area. Sure. Yes, you are.
Okay.
What I'm seeing is I'm seeing a Starbucks and I'm seeing books. Like I see you reading books, but I also see that Starbucks works for you for going to school or you're learning something new.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the Starbucks, I don't understand the Starbucks. Is that sitting in Starbucks reading or what?
Well, it's almost, well, no. I see you like working there, but it's part-time. This is not a full-time job. But I'm seeing
books.
I'm a psychologist. That's what I'm wondering. Are you studying? Huh?
No, I'm a psychologist, and I probably wouldn't take a job with Starbucks. That would be a huge
step
down for me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, definitely. Well, yeah, wow. Okay, well, I'm going to stick to what I saw, what Spirit showed me. Water and the Ferris wheel. So wherever that is, that's your next move. I saw that's where I saw you going. Okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful 4th. Be safe out
thank
there.
Thank you, you too. Many
You're
blessings.
Welcome. You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi,
okay,
Linus.
Hi.
This is Mary Lou.
Mary Lou, hold on 1 second. You're listening to Psychic Readings with Linus on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Now, the chat room is open. Moderator Miss Nina's in there, so if you have questions and you don't want to get online or, you know, call in, you can go to the chat room, let Miss Nina know, and she'll tell me the question. Okay? So now we're on with area code 504, and this is who? I'm
Mary
sorry.
Lou.
Hi, Mary Lou. Yes. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay. What can I do for you?
I was going to ask about my love life and if you see any movement there in the near future.
Okay. Okay, Mary Lou, what I'm picking up is that you need clarity. It's not clear to me what you're looking for in a man or what kind of man you want. What I'm picking up is that you're looking for companionship because there's a loneliness factor there. So you're looking for companionship, but it must be clear about what kind of man that you want. So I'm not seeing a man. I'm getting a blank, just blank. There's nothing there. Wow. You want a relationship that's giving back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't lie, so I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not picking up a man for you. I'm not. I'm not getting anything. It's like looking at a chalkboard and there's nothing there. You have something else you want to ask me? I'm sorry. I'm just not picking up anything. Do you have another question for me?
Any movement in business?
Well, I see some challenges there, and the challenges seem to have to do with the pricing of your product or whatever that you're selling. Some people don't want to buy because they think it's too high, but you don't want to go too low either that you don't make money. It's a yin and yang about your business. I'm getting yin and yang. Okay. It's almost I feel like you're blocking me, too. My spirit is open to you, but I feel a blockage there. Are you unhappy about something or not working with you or what?
I don't feel like I'm blocking, and I'm pretty happy. I'm just working really hard at trying to get things to move.
Okay. Let me give you a suggestion.
Okay.
If you go to my website, theessenceofsuccess.com, pull up prayers. There is a couple of prayers on there I believe that will benefit you. In fact, the newest prayer that I put up there is 5 prayers. I had put a challenge out to people to do these 5 prayers for 21 days. Anyway, in those 5 prayers, you'll see a couple. I don't even need to tell you because when you start reading them, you'll know. it will benefit you. My suggestion is to say the prayers that you find to benefit you for 7 days straight. And then please call me back, okay? Call me back on Sunday on Psychic Reading and ask me again about, you know, your love life or who's coming up in your life, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right. All right. Thank you for calling, Mary Lou. Have a wonderful, wonderful fourth. Okay, I don't know your area code, so
Hi.
I'm just going to say 111. Who's this?
Hi. You're so cute. Oh, I've never listened to you before. You're so clear. You know, I was told, I don't know if I'm not trying to, oh, my God. She told me I was the ninth reader, and I didn't, the ninth call, but I didn't even know, understand it until you got in and said what it was for. I don't know if I'm
and
the ninth.
And you are
the
ninth.
Con- am I?
You
who
are
am
the
I
ninth.
Oh. Well, I thought since you had the chat, I thought, well, maybe I'm not. And I hate to say that, but go on. What were you going to say? What were you going to say?
Okay, wait a minute. Let me give you your due.
Isn't that, I can't believe it. Something good has happened to me. I've had such bad luck this year. Oh, my God.
This is for our ninth caller, y'all. Yay. Okay, and who's this? What's your name?
I've been prayed this morning when I got up, and I've just said, I need something to uplift me today, boy. My name's Sharon.
Well, and your prayers were answered, but could you tell me your name? Who's this?
Yeah, oh, it's Sharon.
Sharon.
It's Sharon.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Sharon?
Yeah.
Sharon, okay.
Congratulations.
All right.
Sharon.
Thank you.
Yes, congratulations, Sharon. See, prayers do get answered. I tell people that. They get answered.
Oh, I do the novena. I do the novena.
Ah,
you know,
beautiful,
you know
beautiful,
that is?
Beautiful.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. Yes, ma'am.
I have an online praying that we do. Oh, yeah. But I got to ask, so what do I do? I get a whole free reading for an hour? That is wonderful that you do that. Oh, my God.
Yes, yes. In fact, if you get with Nina, well, wait, even better. Trying to think because I need to give you, if you, when we get through with this call, off the air, Nina will talk to you and get your information and phone number so I can call you and we'll set up a time and date so I can do this for you, okay? But in the meantime, while you're on the line now, we can still talk, Sharon.
I know, I know. I had a question because I do have a question, yeah. It's easier if you want me to, yeah, question. What do you see? I'm looking for employment, and I want to see what you see with that if I'm going to be getting one soon.
Okay. Oh, God, this is so funny. Why do I see you slapping somebody's face like, you're not listening? Bip, 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 bip. And it's funny. It's like somebody's being, I'm asking about
That's
your job.
Funny.
The spirit show me. It's like you, okay, I'll put it like this. You were trying
I know what you're saying.
To
okay.
explain something to somebody, and they're not listening. You're going, bip, 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 bip. Don't you get it, stupid? You know? Okay.
I got it.
I guess it's validation for you. If you've done this already, Spirit is just validating. You're right. Okay. Back to the job. Oh, that was funny. I get a tickle out my spirit when angels, when they show me certain things when people ask, because I'm like, that does have nothing to do with what I'm asking.
That's funny. Well, just tell me what you pick up. Sorry.
Well, no, that's okay. I'm picking up... Let's see, job.
Career, not job.
I'm getting scattered. I want to be focused. Let me ask Nina while I get focused back again. Nina, are you picking up anything for Sharon? Nina? I guess she's not in. Okay.
I'm here, Lennis. I'm not picking up anything either.
No, I'm not either. It's kind of another blank chalkboard. But I feel her spirit. You have a very good spirit. I feel very loving, you know. But I'm not...
I think why we're not because you don't have a direction to go in yet.
Oh,
okay.
I'm getting resumes out. I'm getting interviews. I just haven't landed one. I always make like the top two or three, but they always hire somebody else.
Okay,
Yeah, well, I'm picking up that you need a direction. That's what I'm picking up. You need to decide what you want to do.
Which I do.
What is it that you like, Sharon? And then I can go from what is it?
I do administrative work. It's like in the insurance area, investments, banking. It's helping it is. You're helping clients.
Well, maybe why I'm not seeing anything is because you're good at what you're doing right now.
I'm not
seeing anything. Huh?
Well, I'm not working. I'm working part time to pay the bills right now, and I'm looking. But that's what I've done in the past, my whole life.
I'm just not picking up anything. It's a void for me. I keep asking Spirit, what's the job? Where should she go? And I'm not getting anything. I think Nina's right. You need some clarity. Tell you what,
I had an interview.
Well,
let me ask you this. I had a phone interview Wednesday.
Okay.
And I know someone in the company. Do you think I have a chance? Will I get a in-depth, face-to-face interview?
Yes, you will get a second interview.
I will. I thought so.
Face-to-face,
I'll at least get an in.
Yes, you will.
Okay.
And it's a possibility you might get hired, actually. Yes. Your interview on Wednesday, they're going to call you back to come in for another interview. But it looks like you might get the job.
I had another one this Friday, too, with an insurance company, the Friday one, too. I think the pay's lower Friday. And I can see why you can't pick up on me. I'm just scattered. I'm so worried about my finances, you know, everything. But I had one Friday also with another company.
Okay. Well, I picked up Wednesday, when you said Wednesday.
The Wednesday one?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was really
nice.
She'll
get a second interview. Mm-hmm.
Anything else you can pick up for me?
You know, I feel like she's the one that's going to, I mean, you'll get hired at that particular job. You will. You'll get hired.
Or at least
so
push
claim
for it, yeah.
Because you already have the job. Just
I know.
Claim the job,
well, I have to
job.
Interview with the owners, the guys. The guys are next, you know. Anything else you can pick up for me?
Mm-mm. You're too scattered. My angels can't even grasp it. But
wow.
That's okay. When we do the one-on-one, maybe it'll be better, but my angels can't even grasp it. You're so scattered. You gotta have a point, the central, that I can go on and match my spirit to your spirit, and then I can see beyond. But you're so scattered, it's like my spirit is going 10,000 different directions. It can't do that and
I'll
give
be
you
relaxed
a valid answer.
Before the reading. I'll sit down and relax. I know. I'm really starting to get worried. I have been looking for 5 months. I have been unemployed, and it's starting to scare me. I have a mortgage and everything. I'm just worried. Amen. That's why.
Sharon, I'm going to tell you this as well. My website.
Yeah.
Yes, but there's two financial prayers on there. And trust me, I'm going to tell you, I know they work. One lady did it, and she won $25,000 on a scratch ticket. Okay? And I've been blessed in certain things.
God.
The prayers work.
I know.
When you go to the prayers, I put there, do it for 7 days or whatever, but for
I
those
do it
five
nine.
Prayers,
I got
you. Yeah, for
wow.
those five prayers, if you do the two financial prayers, the two financial ones, do them for 21 days, not 7 days, because you want a big change to come about. Do the two financial prayers unceasing for 21 days in a row. And I guarantee you, because I know God never fails, your problems will be less and less and less. You'll have the money you need.
I've made it so far. I've not been late for one bill these whole time that I've been out of
okay.
work. Can you believe it? I know.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
I know.
But I'm telling you, I'm giving you a direct contact. Two of those prayers are going to give you a direct contact, because the way you say those prayers, it's like picking up the phone and calling God. Okay? It works. Prayers always work, but these give you direct contact. You get a little you get heard a little bit better. I'll put it like that.
You're so funny. When I get a reading from you, I'm going to relax. I'll meditate before I do it, so I'm not so scattered all over the place.
Okay, that's fine. I appreciate that. Okay, well, we're going to do this. So I'm going to go to the next caller, and I'm going to let Nina talk to you and get your information, and we'll go from there. Don't forget to go on the essenceofsuccess.com and look at pull up prayers. And
look up those prayers.
Right, and it's in the five. You'll see it's a group of prayers in five, and pull out those two financial ones. Okay?
Wow. Okay. Listen, thank you, okay?
You're welcome, Sue. Sharon, you're going to be okay. Trust me. You're going to be okay. I know this. I can feel that in my spirit. Okay, thank you for calling, and you know you and I are going to talk real soon, okay? Now stay on the line
and I've got a list of questions for you, boy.
That's okay. That's okay.
I know.
So stay on the line for Nina. And thank you for calling, and have a happy 4th, Sharon.
Thank you.
Okay. Area code 661, you're on the line with Linus with Psychic Readings. Who's this?
Hi, this is Rochelle.
Hi, Rochelle. How are you today?
I'm okay, Linus. How are you? This is my first time listening, and you are amazing.
Well, thank you for calling, and you're most welcome, young lady. What can I do for you today? Like, you don't have a bunch of men around you. Oh, my God. I just see you must be really pretty. Yeah, I see guys. They're standing in a circle around you right now. I mean, they're not doing it. I see this right now. They're standing in a circle around you. I was like, oh, she's pretty, pretty, pretty. Okay,
they're
go ahead, Rachel.
Probably all in spirit, all those guys.
Yeah, it is in spirit, but that's just telling me that men really like you, girl.
Yeah, they used to anyways. So my question is, just anything you can tell me about my future that you feel or see. And I've been told I have a man coming in about a year, but anything about my work or that, just anything that
work?
You see.
Okay.
Well, I'm doing spiritual work, so, you know, along with that, and then, you know, anything you can tell me about the man that's supposed to come would be great.
Okay. Well, let's start with the man. Let's see what's up, Rachel. I don't see in a year. This man's coming in August.
What?
Yes.
Okay.
Real quick.
Maybe he's a different one.
He's coming
one.
Quick, and I'll tell you why, because you've put the energy out there for quite some time. And now that energy is being addressed. So, yes, in August. In fact, I'm going to tell you when. The last week of August is what I'm seeing. Yeah, or next to the last week, but I will say the last week of August is when you meet this guy. Early 30s. He's in computers. Almost spirit said he's a computer whiz. And he likes dealing in the paranormal. Interesting. That fascinates him about the paranormal activity and different things that are known and unknown in this world. That's interesting. Yet he's a computer whiz, so I'm not going to call him a nerd. I'll just call him a man that seeks out knowledge. let's see. He's blonde. Blonde, I see brown too. So it's like during the summertime, I think his hair kind of bleaches naturally blonde, but brown. Brunette, well, yeah. He's a little slender. He's not skinny, but, you know, I don't want to say he's medium, a little under medium built. Loves to laugh. Oh, my God. He's hysterical. He's really funny. He almost, I would say, missed his calling as a comedian. So when you meet this man, and he's, you'll know when you meet him because he's funny. He just says funny things. In fact, when you meet this guy, you would never think that he's a computer guy. You would think he's in some other kind of work. But, yeah, he's hysterically funny. But the good thing is that he is interested in paranormal, because you also are in the paranormal yourself, Rachel, right?
Yes, correct.
Yeah. So it's like you're meeting your match.
Well, see, I was told by someone that I would meet someone this year, but he's not the person that I'm going to end up with. But I'm going to meet somebody in about a year that's Native American. And I've seen visions of him. So I was just trying to confirm that.
Okay.
Well, I don't know.
That's what I'm seeing. This guy's coming at this last week of August. And like I said, I see him. He's Hey, maybe he could be mixed. Maybe he's white and Native American, you know? Who knows? But I see him as a computer whiz. He's in paranormal activity, and he loves to laugh. And I see this in August. I don't see a year out or 6 months from now. I see this in August.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's how, okay. You know how you two are going to come together? It's through communication. It's not going to be so much about the looks, how he looks and you look. It'll be the communication that brings you together. So when you meet this guy and you start talking, you know, just remember what I'm telling you. He loves to laugh. So if a guy starts, you know, you're just talking to him and he's making you laugh a lot, think about what I'm telling you. Computer whiz and he likes the paranormal. Now, in your working, you do spiritual work. How, you're blessing people. I understand that. You read tarot cards?
Yeah, I just started getting more into that.
You will do good
but
at that.
I do a lot of mediumship, too.
Okay. I see you doing good at tarot reading. Good for you. All right. Your mediumship. Okay, continue learning. You get stronger in it and better and better. So Spirit says just continue learning. Books and also people that are in that field, you know, learn from them, almost like your seniors or experience. There it goes. Experience people in the field of medium. Try and connect with them as well as get some books. And you'll see that your power will get even greater of understanding
and
working in that field.
Yeah, I got tons of books. It's just reading them.
Well, I love to read. Me, I love to read. But, yes, it'll help you get better and better. So you're on a good path, young lady.
Yep.
Keep it going.
Yep.
And the man is coming. Like I said, maybe other people, I'm telling you what I feel and see. So,
yeah. Well, I was told that there would be one this year, but I was told that he's not the one that I'm going to end up with. And I've seen the vision of the other guy, and he looks completely Native American. Like, I've seen him over and over, and he matches with other people's face. So maybe this is just an in-between that you're seeing. Close.
Okay. Well, we'll see, huh? You'll know by August.
Okay.
Oh, and
thank
continue
you,
to do the good work you are. God bless you. Rachel, it's very good. Hey, we all need to love each other and help each other any way that we can. So thank you for your work, too, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Have a happy 4th of July, and thanks for calling.
You too.
Hi. I don't have an area code, but you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. My name is Sandra.
Hi, Sandra. How you doing?
I'm doing okay, thanks.
Good.
So I'm going to
okay,
stick with
what's your
theme
question
so
for
far.
Me?
Well,
I'm sorry?
I'd really love to know about my love life and see if... you see a wonderful man coming for me.
Right around the corner. It's almost like he's down the street from you.
All right, bring him up.
Ooh, he came up fast. Yes, he came up very fast.
Well, then that's good. I've been manifesting him.
Okay, I see a black man. That's what I'm seeing right now. But he's either around the corner or down the street. He's so close. Now I'm seeing a white guy. What is this, the swirl moment?
Well, that's very
don't mind me, girl. I'm a nut.
I had somebody.
But I saw a black guy, then I see a white guy. Huh? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was going to say I had someone do some work for me, and he seemed very interested. But unfortunately, I'm not interested in him. He's a nice man, but not the guy for me.
Oh, no, that's okay. I'm just seeing the ones, you know, you were asking me, so I'm seeing who's coming to you.
Yeah.
Oh, he was one of them, then I see the white guy, so, okay. The guy that's coming is an in-charge man. Oh, you know what? He's a little thick. You don't mind a man with a little healthy. I'll put it like that. He's not fat. But he's healthy, so that's how I like to put it, that he's healthy. You know, he's not obese or big like that, but boy. He's just like a teddy bear, big old teddy bear.
You know, I don't think I've ever dated anyone who's healthy, so I don't know. I guess I'll, you know, if he's the right guy for me, then, you know, I'll probably fall in love with him.
Well, you know what? Love has no color, no age.
Exactly.
No size or time, does it? Because he's not a big man, but even if he was, maybe that man would treat you way better than a man that looks like off a GQ magazine.
That's right.
Right? Yeah, we never know because, I mean, we look at people sometimes and we're like, what did she see in him or what did he see in her? Like, they don't even look compatible. Well, what we don't see is that they have a very precious love between them.
Yeah, well, it's not really what you see. It's more what you feel. You know what I mean?
There you go.
So, yeah.
There you go. Well, let's get back to this man and see.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, he's in charge and... Why am I getting Jupiter? I'm getting Jupiter, not as a name, a planet. Jupiter. I don't know. Jupiter governs what planet? I'm sorry. I can't think right now in my astrology. I think it's Aquarius.
Well, it was Pisces at
one
point.
Pisces? Okay.
But
that's
you know
this man
who
is.
Yeah, it could either
that's
be that, or I think it Jupiter now is, I don't know now.
Well, maybe, yeah,
okay.
I was trying to think, too. I didn't know if it was Aquarius or Pisces that Jupiter governs. But because I saw that, that's his sign.
Okay,
so that's
gotcha.
His man's sign. So, yeah, yeah.
And an in-charge man.
Yes, he is. He's in charge, and he takes care of business. Now, he's the type of man, he's not a procrastinator. He's
okay.
like this. If you say, well, honey, on Friday we need to go to such and such banquet, you know, he's not going to come up with excuses or anything. He's like, okay, we're going to be there. What time do I need to pick you up? Okay, blah, 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 blah. That's how he is. He don't let things go by the wayside or procrastinate, whether it's business or his social life. You know he's on point. That's how
Good.
This man is. He's on point. You know what? Now I'm seeing a Filipino man. I tell you, my goodness. Okay. That just means that you're just, well, girl, that attraction energy. These men are looking at you. That magnet's out there like, what's that commercial? Come to me. Open. Yeah, that's what I want to say. Open. That's you. Where you're magnetizing and these men can, you know, the male entity, spirit can feel this.
Well, that's good. So, I'm just looking for the right one, though, you know.
Well, and this guy will be, believe me. This guy, let me see when he's coming. September.
Ah.
Spirit says in September you will meet this man, and where are you going to see him at? Let me see. It's a gathering. Could be business or social. Okay, I got it. I see you. You and him are at a social event, and it's a speaker. I see it in an auditorium. I see the man in front. He's speaking to everybody. So that's what it is. It's some engagement that you both, and that's how you both two meet. In fact, you're introduced by a friend to this man. One of your friends introduces you to him. So it's like he's at one table in this room. You're about four tables away with your friends or the people that you know. And somebody at your table knows this guy. You know, they go over to speak. Oh, I'm seeing the whole story. He goes over to speak, this other man, and invites him over, you know, to your table. And this is how you guys meet and start talking. And there's a gleam in your eye, in his eye, it's almost like the Cupid arrow. When you look at each other, it's like, whoo-hoo-hoo, what was that? And
well,
remember
good.
How I described him, because you'll know that's the guy, and that's the time for you to speak up. Okay?
Okay.
So don't just let him walk away from the table. If he goes back to his table, make a dash to the bathroom, and you just happen to pass by his table, so it was really nice meeting you. So, you know, like, what are you, okay, you got it?
Oh, do I have to be the aggressor in this situation?
Not so much aggressive, but just to let him know that you are interested.
Interested, okay, got
it. Yeah, because he's a little shy. He's a little shy.
I'm not shy.
Yeah, he's a little shy, but I'm telling you two together, no man can take apart. I'm telling you, I mean, he will be your protector. Oh, my God, I see this man. He will protect you to the bitter end, to the last breath in your body. He is much of a protector for you. He is. He loves you. When you two get together, I'm telling you, you will know this man. You just, there's something, when he looks at you and you look at him, you're going to feel an energy between you. And like,
well, that
whoa.
Sounds wonderful. I think I've been waiting for him for a very long time. He's been waiting for you too.
Trust me.
Oh, that's nice.
His energy has been looking for you, and it's going to happen in September. Oh, my God. It's just really, really beautiful.
You.
I want you to call me back, Sandra.
I'm going to.
It's so profound in front of me. It's like I'm watching a video of this transpiring. And it's so beautiful. It's like finally, it's like God has brought these two people together. Let no man put asunder. You know, you will be married to this man. You guys are going to be together forever and a day.
Well
longer
than
that.
Aw, thank you so much, Linus. I appreciate it. And I'm going to do a prayer also.
Yes.
A financial prayer. Yeah, why not?
Yes. Go to the website, theessenceofsuccess.com. I'm telling you, those prayers work even for love, too, you know?
Yeah.
So, but you're going to do great. Just call me back.
Aww,
send me an invitation to the wedding.
Much.
That's all I want.
God bless and have a wonderful 4th.
You, too. Have a wonderful July 4th, and God bless you as well. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, area code 610, you on the line with Linus on Psychic Readings. Who is this? Hello, area code 610? No? Okay. Area code 956, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this? Area code 956. Hello. 956. Uh-oh. Okay. Maybe they don't want to talk. Okay, area code 301. You're on the air with Linus on Psychic Readings. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Yvette. Thanks for taking the call.
Hi, Yvette. How are you doing today?
I am doing okay.
Good.
I want to ask you about men in my life. Since I've been divorced, which has been a good 4 years now, men come and they show interest, but none of them stick around, and there are several. You know, maybe we just talk on the phone, or maybe we have one date, and then they quickly, I don't hear from them anymore, they're quickly gone. So I just want to find out what's going on with that.
Oh, okay. Ooh. The first thing I got from my angel is that God is showing you what you don't need in your life. Ooh, that's powerful. Okay, let's find out. Angel, show me who is the one for her in her life to be with her. Oh, my. Listen, the angels are telling me Mac Man.
Mac Man, what is that?
Wait a minute. Okay, angels. Mac Man, he's funny. He looks like a player. Oh, my God. He looks like a player. And people don't really know that this man is highly intelligent. He may look like a buffoon or like he's jive, like I said, player. But actually, this is a very good man who's very strong and spiritual, mental and physical. He goes to church. People that know him know the kind of man he is. But people that don't know him have an opinion that they don't even know him. You know, they just think, he ain't about nothing. He's just a fool out there shucking and jiving and doing this and that. But the people that know him know this man is very intelligent. He's very smart. He makes a good living. He's spiritual. he knows where he's going. So let's see. How are you going to meet this man, Yvette? Church function? Wow. Boy, angels are just hitting me in my forehead. Good Lord.
I like
Okay, church function. I'm writing this down. Church function. What else, angels? At a church function, could be a revival meeting, could be a special guest, could be a concert at the church.
Okay.
But
okay,
this is where you'll meet this man. When he walks down the aisle, you see him. I see you turning around and look at him. He's walking past you right now. I see you looking at him. Then he goes sit down. It's something about this man that grabs your attention while you turn around and look, and not just somebody walking down the aisle and like, oh, you know. It's like, no, you actually turn around in the seat and look at this man. What is it? Okay. What you going to, okay. Yeah, he goes. He just goes back there and sit down. He's quiet. Oh,
okay.
He's such a sweet person. He's quiet. Let me see what he looks like, because this helps. Angels, tell me what the man looked like so you'll know.
Yes.
He's tall. Ooh, angels say 6'5". Almost looks like a basketball player. Yeah, or could have been. It could have been at one time. But he's 6'5", good-sized man, a little bit larger than medium. He's a little bit larger than medium built. Suited and booted. I see him when you meet him. I hope you're writing this down. He's got on a silver suit, and he's got either a pink or a burgundy puff in his suit pocket. He's got on pink shirt and a burgundy tie. I don't know, but the odd combination, the brother looked good. He really looked good, but it's odd. So, whoa, write that down. He's bald.
Okay.
He wears a baby hoop in his ear. And I'm looking at him, so if I'm looking at him, I would say his right ear. Yeah, it's his right here. He has a beautiful smile, gesture smile. His lips are a little thick, but it's okay. Man, he's got a beautiful, beautiful smile. He's got them kind of smile that just lights up a room. You enjoy just standing next to him. McGregory, something like that is his name. McGregory, McGorry, something like that. Max something. See, when I started this, I said Max something. So something
sure
like that,
did.
M-C or M-A-C.
Yeah.
Yes, is in his name, or, you know, a part of his name. So, you know, write that down. I'm seeing two different times, August and September. Wow, you see him more than once. But just remember how he looks. I hope you wrote it down and what he was wearing.
Yes, the silver.
He's a good man. And you know what? It looks like he runs his own business. Wait a minute. He looks like he may. Is it taxes? Does he do taxes? It looks like he might run his own business. It's a small business, but he does quite well. I think he is in the taxes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it looks like he has a little tax business. All right.
Wonderful. You don't know how long I've waited for some good news. Thank you.
Yes, yes. Oh, yes, Yvette. Well, you were so focused. The clarity, I mean, when you're focused, it just comes up. I mean, the angels and the spirits just show me, and it's like I'm watching a video. When I match my spirit to you, sometimes I see words, sometimes I see a movie. I know that sounds weird, but it's actually like I'm watching a movie. I'm seeing this go right in front of me. So that's why I told people to write it down, because I may not remember it again, but you can. People call me back to validate this, so, you know.
Okay, yeah, well, you're an awesome clairvoyant, so thank you very much. I am, too, looking to start a business, and I heard one of the earlier callers talk about your prayers, so maybe I'll try that because I need to manifest some money for an investment.
Oh, yes, and it will happen. It will happen. So please, yes, ma'am, do that. And when it does, thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, angels. Thank you, miracles.
Yes. Thank you as well for being a conduit. All right. God bless you.
God bless you, too. And have a happy 4th, Yvette. And thank you for calling.
Happy 4th, Janice. All righty. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, you're listening to Psychic Readings on the Essence of Success Radio Network with Linus. The chat room is open. Your moderator is Nina, and Miss Nina will take your questions. The phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Okay, so now let's see who's next here. Okay. Area code 301, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this? Oh, I guess they were just for the listening. Okay. Let's see, we have one more. Area code 360, you're on the line
Hi.
With Linus. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Lori.
Hi, Lori. How are you today?
Hi. Oh, not too bad.
you sound tired or frustrated.
Yeah, I'm a little bit tired, a little bit stressed out, a little bit worried. I finally met with an attorney on Friday about helping me with these landlord I have right now.
So you want me to find out what's going to be the outcome? Do you have a case pending?
I don't know. I just signed the waiver for him to represent me on Friday.
Oh.
So, yeah.
You
want
to know if it's a good attorney? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, and the outcome of, like, where I might be living next.
Oh, are you having to move right away?
Well, I hope I can move pretty soon, that's for sure. I just don't like where I live right now.
Oh, okay. Lori, are you in a group home at this time?
No.
In your home?
I have my own apartment. It's an old mansion that's converted into 4 apartments.
That's why I'm seeing. I see the group. I'm not seeing a problem with the attorney benefiting you on your behalf. Is he trying to help you get? I need clarity.
Yeah.
Are you trying to move from where you're at, or?
Yeah. Yeah. I want to make sure I get my deposit back. These people are. Landlord's pretty bad.
Okay, Lori. I see you moving, but I'm also got a headache on the back of my head, so I'm trying to figure out what's going on. I do see you moving, but I'm not getting a distinctive place. Like, where are you moving to? Are you moving to an apartment, to a house, to what? That's what I'm asking, Spirit.
My friend might want me to come down where he is. He's got cancer right now. Like, it's really bad. It's in stage 4.
Okay, maybe that's why, because Spirit showed me a risk-free living. And I didn't understand that, so I didn't say that right then. But risk-free living, maybe that's it, that you're going to move in to help your friend. Oh, okay. Now I see. You are going to be moving in to help your friend. You need to have a conversation with him and his family or caretaker that you would be there to not only help you with rent, but to assist him and help the caretaker. So really, you would be a benefit to him and you, for both of you.
Mm-hmm.
I see you there, but I want you to know this is a temporary thing.
Oh.
It's not going to last, so you still need to look for a permanent residence. I see you sharing a house with an older lady. Yeah, I see you sharing a house with an older woman. I'll put it like this. There's a possibility you can go and help your friend out. That can be. But for a permanency, I see you moving into a house, and you have a room there, but you're sharing it with this older woman. And it actually turns out to be really good for both of you. It helps you mentally, spiritually, and it definitely helps you physically. So you might just check around and see if people if you have a community newspaper, if people have rooms for rent, I would check that out.
I have Section 8 right now. I have a Section 8.
I'm sorry, ma'am?
I have a Section 8 housing voucher.
Okay.
Section 8 housing voucher.
Well, then you know you're going to move to another place, but it's going to be Section 8. I don't know why I see you with this woman, though. Oh, you know what? That's okay because, hey, if she's renting a room out, she can rent a room out to a Section 8. What's wrong with that?
Well,
that can still happen, right, if it's a big enough house where it's like upstairs, downstairs or something?
Perhaps, yeah.
They don't
let you have a roommate.
Okay,
But if it was half house or something.
Nina, were you going to say something? No? Oh, okay. Yeah, that's why I see it so strong. So maybe this woman has like a downstairs that she's converted to an apartment, huh?
That'd be cool.
You can stay there with your Section 8, but what I'm saying is it's a safe place for you because it's just her, and I see a garden in her backyard and flowers, and she's just a sweet lady, a very sweet woman, and she enjoys this companionship for the both of you. So, yeah, that's why I say look in your community paper and see people that might, they may see a room. They may not say that it's a house, but a room, and just ask them, you know, talk to them. But if you call and it's a woman, then please talk to her because that's probably where you're going to be. Because I see you being at peace there. So do think about, and it's south. I'm picking up now. It's south of where you live right now. That's what Spirit is showing me. It's south of where you live right now, if that helps you.
Like my friend has a house, but, you know, you have to, like, you know, fix it a little bit to make it Section 8 compliant. But then I don't know how long he's going to live, neither.
Yeah, like I said, that's just a temporary measure. So do check out and see what people in your community or maybe your church or neighborhood that have a room for rent, because it's not really a room, it's an apartment. Or I should say, I'm sorry, let me take that back, an apartment for rent in their home. Okay, that's the best way to say it. That's the best way to say it. Because you and this woman, it will be good for the both of you, believe me.
Mm.
It will. You both will help each other out immensely. So think about that, and I wish you the very best and a happy 4th of July to you.
Thank you. Happy
4th of
July.
You're most welcome. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay. Be blessed, my love.
Okay.
Okay, area code 973, you're on the line with Linus, and I'm sorry to say this, but it's going to be the last call. I'm coming to the end of my time. So anyway, 973, me and you, who's this?
This is Jackie. Hi, Linus, how are you?
Oh, fine, and you, Jackie? Doing great. Wish I had more time, but anyway. And I got time for you, girl. Don't you stop.
Okay,
what can I help you with? You sound sad, Jackie.
No, I just
what's
got
wrong?
A lot of stuff going on, and I just want to see what's the first thing you could pick up on.
Oh,
could be
your
family,
sadness.
Could be job.
Okay, give me one so I can have clarity. What do you want me to answer first?
My family.
Okay. And what do you want to know about your family? How they're treating you? You treating them? Or sickness?
The thing's going to get better for us. It's been very chaotic last 3 years.
Dysfunctional? Okay. All right.
that helps me.
Okay, Jackie and family. You know what Spirit just told me? Why does it take a death to make a change? Either death, and now Spirit is saying, or a marriage. But a tragedy will bring people together, but it shouldn't take that. Communication. That's the barrier in your family, is communication. Spirit is telling me you love each other, but the love needs to be, my God. My stomach is creepy now. Okay, it's communication. You know what? Some of your family members are stubborn. I feel like they don't want to give in. Sometimes when people know that they're wrong, just accept responsibility for your actions and move on. Don't hold that as a grudge or use that against someone. You know what I mean? It's like life goes on. Yeah, people make mistakes. That's because we're humans being. Humans being. So things happen in life. But the communication, that's where I see that the failure point is. So communicate, yeah, to agree to disagree, that's okay. But I see some members in your family, they're just stubborn. That's all, you know, and let things go. I mean, there's that cliche, let go, let God. But still, you know, when you love each other, don't hold on to stuff like that. And it's not you. I'm not picking that up from you. I'm picking up from you. You got a good heart. And I feel like your heart's been beat up a lot. So that's what I'm picking up, and it's like you wanna be fair. I'm picking you up as a fair person. You know, you're not the type of person that throw a rock, as old folks say, and then hide your hand. Oh, that wasn't me. You know, you're not that kind of person. But trying to get through to family members to understand. You know, the best thing sometimes is for people just, as Donnie McClurkin's song says, stand. Just stand and be quiet and go inside and look at yourself. You don't need to do that because you've already done it. But maybe for some of your family members, instead of going off on a tangent or listening to what Mary said or John said or Aretha over there, no, come and sit down and talk to me. Talk to me. And it's resolved in love and on your way. Am I right?
Yes. My mother died 3 years ago. We've been in a very nasty battle, and I've just been away from them. They've taken everything, and just waiting on resolutions and waiting for them to just come to their senses. But, you know, I'm praying for them, and it affects, you know, even my household, although I don't see them. But everything you said is true.
Okay, you know, I'm telling you the truth. Oh, you know what? Stay with me. I'm going to say a prayer with you right quick. Dear love, enlighten what's dark in us. I began the show with this. Strengthen what's weak in us. Mend what's broken in us. Bind what's bruised in us. Heal what's sick in us. And lastly, God, revive whatever peace and love that has died in us. Love, so be it. Thank you. I am that I am. I'm praying for you, Jackie, and your family, that things will change for the better. And please go to my website, theessenceofsuccess.com, and check out my prayers. I think some of those prayers might benefit you and help you. I know you're maybe feel like you're ostracized from the family because of their behavior, but you stay on that path. You're doing good. God's going to bless you. And things will work out. Just don't lose faith. Don't lose faith in you and what's going on. You're going to do okay. And I'm going to be praying too, okay?
Thank you so much. I do appreciate it.
You're most welcome. Okay. Well, I'm glad that you called, Jackie. And I wish you a happy 4th of July.
You too.
And have a safe one and enjoy. And, girl, just eat
and enjoy yourself like it ain't no tomorrow. Make love to yourself. You know what I mean? I tell people that sometimes. Make love to yourself. And I don't, you know, when I say that, you know, people will give you a crazy look like, is she talking about masturbation? No. I'm talking about love yourself. Eat what you want. Have some ice cream. Do your nails, your toes. Take a Calgon bath and put some expensive lotion on you or put some expensive perfume. That's loving you. You know, to tell yourself a crazy joke or think of something that was funny to you and bust out laughing, that's loving you. So that's it. That's it. That's all I can say. But, Jackie, take care. I love you, girl. And
Thank you for the prayer.
Me and let me know.
I sure will.
Welcome.
I will.
Most welcome. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, we're at the end of our time. So thank you, everyone, for joining me today on Psychic Readings on the Essence of Success Radio Network. I'm on every Sunday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Central, or 6 o'clock Eastern. And you're always welcome to call in. Like I say, I always start my program with prayer. And two things. As you go about this week and the 4th of July is coming up, show somebody a smile or even give them a hug, whether it's a friend or a relative. You'd be surprised just giving somebody a hug how that just almost makes your soul look like sunshine, just lifts you up. And a smile, because everybody's going through something nowadays. And sometimes when you pass a person or see a person, just give them a smile. A smile and a hug works in any language, any culture. I don't care who you are. And maybe one day the world will come together in love and it'll be a better place. So thank you again for joining me on Psychic Readings. And I will see y'all next Sunday.
Thank you all for joining us. Goodbye.
Yes, and bye-bye. And thank you, Nina, for moderating the chat room.
No problem.
Because we are all angels, don't ever forget that, y'all. We're all angels.
Yes, we are.
And open up its gates, and peace of mind came shining through. You smiled at me when the work was done. No regrets, I can forget all about my blues. My life can take direction now, and my mind a clearer point of view. You know you lift me up when I'm torn down. You brought me out of this lost and found. I found an angel, yeah, an angel. don't you know?